Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away on something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. Part one.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're not listening to a rebroadcast this week? No. You're listening to live. It's the Wix Warbird Weekly Live here on Warbird Radio, and it is Wednesday, October 13th, 2010, and we are here live. Joining me, joining me as he's been joining himself and Matt for the last couple of weeks while I've been away, is my partner in crime here, Zane Adams, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, enjoying some sweet tea this evening. Zane, how y'all doing, I should say?
We're doing just fine, Ryan. Glad you're back with us here.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be back. And I gotta also say a shout out to our producer and the guy that's been filling in and helping out here, and the person that is the driving force, the pilot behind Warbird Radio, Matt Jolly. Matt, thank you very much for filling in for the last couple of weeks in my absence. I appreciate all the help, and hope to buy you a nice Cold Stone Creamery dessert sometime, maybe to make up for all the lost time, or something along those lines. Well, he tried to start it over again, just in case.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think he maybe wants something more than Cold Stone.
But, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I got to give a shout out to for those of you naval aviators and Navy personnel and veterans out there. Happy birthday to your service branch. Yesterday was the 235th anniversary of the United States Navy, established on October 12th, 1775. And can you believe that in this coming year, it's going to be the 100th anniversary of naval aviation? That's pretty amazing, considering that, you know, aviation's been around for almost, well, a little less than half as long of the time as the Navy's been around. So airplanes have been around just as almost as long as the ships in some cases. So
then the Navy's getting fired up. Apparently, they've got starting to have a few special paint jobs on a few squadrons they're carrying around that have seen photos of. So look for those at an air show in 2011.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Did you know that May 8th 1911, we're talking about, I mean, this is what officially marks the official establishment of the United States Naval Aviation Branch, is on May 8th, 1911, Captain Washington Irving Chambers, who was deemed at the time the officer in charge of aviation, who I thought was kind of interesting that he was just a captain, he actually bought the first naval aviation aircraft, the first naval aircraft. So they don't mark it by the first flight or anything like that. No, it's when we actually first bought the airplane. So, and it was a Glenn Curtis model. So back in 1911, that was the official establishing date is May 8th. So
Ryan, this is your producer, cool. Matt. I hate to butt in, but we have an email from several of our Air Force vets who send their best to the Navy, and they've asked me to play the official U.S. Navy fight song. So if you don't mind, we'll just play a little bit of it here for you right now.
All right.
This is from Ben and a couple of the other guys. Here you go. This doesn't sound like it to me. Does it to you? Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Well, happy birthday, Navy.
Oh, no. That's... Well,
I think Matt's protecting the home turf there a little.
No, I was gonna say I have a feeling that there might be a strike coming in from the local naval. You might be seeing some stuff coming up from Norfolk in a couple of hours. So you might want to watch yourself.
Yeah, those uniforms don't look too much like the Navy uniforms I'm thinking of. But in the Navy there. No. So all right, Ben and your buddies there, you got it over there. So.
and for those of you younger folks that are younger than even me, boy, that haven't gotten the name that tune, you might want to just listen to the rebroadcast and play it again and put your iPhone up to it and figure out what that song is. Then you'll realize the joke. So.
Yeah, we've got 4 feet of anchor chain to give away if you guess the tune. Yeah. Shipping is all yours.
My wife is giving it away this evening. So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but anyways, well, one of the special things we got for this evening, and this will get them going early on. Again, you can give us a call here at the studio, 478-787-4768. Again, 478-787-4768 to harass us here, give me a little bit of a jab, or to answer our we've got a trivia question this evening that has been given over to us from Chris over at warbirdware.com. He's giving away a Whistling Death Corsair t-shirt to the person that can correctly answer this trivia question. And heck, even Zane and Matt and myself even had a tough time with this one. So here goes, folks. The trivia question to answer is, what was the name of the event that involved a Swedish Air Force PBY being shot down by Soviet fighters over the Baltic Sea in June of 1952 while investigating the earlier crash of a Douglas DC-3? That's a long one, and it's almost as... Yeah, it's almost as tough as downing a little bit of lutefisk. But anyways, again, it's what was the name of the event that involved a Swedish Air Force PBY being shot down by Soviet fighters over the Baltic Sea in June of 1952 while investigating the earlier crash of a Douglas DC-3? So if you got the answer, give us a call here, 478-787-4768. Again, 478-787-4768. And you'll win yourself a beautiful Whistling Death Corsair shirt courtesy of Chris Soltis at warbirdware.com and one of our Wix members. And heck, I've even got a one of these shirts, and I think it's a great shirt, great design, custom design that Chris had. So we appreciate that. So give us a call if you got that, or if you just want to chat Warbirds. There's been a lot of stuff happening this week, not least of which had CAF air show this past weekend. So that was a big thing. What's the take you got on that? Have you heard any stories from your end?
A little bit, just a little bit of stuff posted on Wix and a couple of things over a couple other websites that I happen to look at occasionally. But big news, of course, was Fifi was up and flying for the air show. They were flying revenue rides as well. Somebody said that they flew 13 total times over the weekend and I think 9 or 10 revenue rides during that weekend. So Fifi earned her keep last weekend, and apparently it was great to see. Glorious.
Well, boy, howdy. That's a very, very good. That's a very good thing too. I was looking through some of the pictures too. I was actually glad to see that the PV2 Harpoon Attu Warrior from up in the Heber City, Utah area came down for the show as well, and flew in the show, and that was a nice little thing to see. And of course, old 927 was there, and looked like they had a pretty good turnout of aircraft, at least.
There was some confusion about there was not as many aircraft apparently it has been in the past. There was some confusion about whether they were you had to be invited or not, and I think the CAF was kind of like, hey, y'all come, and there were some people that didn't get the message, so that apparently held down the airplane's count a little bit. But it's always good. Any CAF gathering is always going to have a your fair share of warbirds, and mm-hmm. There's two A-26s flying as well, Kavanaugh Museum, and I think Rick Sharp both had their A-26s flying during the show as well. So it's kind of rare to see a pair of A-26s flying up and down. So they had a great weekend, great weather and everything else. So.
Yeah, that's true. And especially, I mean, both of them coming from Texas, that was great. And both of them are glass nose models too, which are harder too. Yeah. So, but, it sounds like a good event out there. And hopefully some of our callers will have some more reports on it too. Speaking of callers, we got a caller holding. Caller, welcome to Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Who's this evening? Hello. Oh my goodness!
Guess we lost them.
I've had that happen to me more times than not. But traditionally, it's been Bill Collars and that kind of stuff.
They're back on the line here for you.
Oh, they're back. Oh, it's not a Bill Collar. Good. welcome to Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Carol. Hello.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
Hello, Carol. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was there at the CAF this weekend. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I haven't heard from you in a long time. What was your take on the event? A lot of flying, a lot of good stuff?
Oh, it was awesome. It was just to see the B-29. That's one of the reasons why I decided to go. And it was just an incredible experience to be there with the CAF and being a member of the CAF, and I just had such a blast. I've been to Oshkosh this year, but going to the CAF, that was like the icing on the cake.
Wow, that's great. I mean, was that the first time you've ever seen a B-29 in flight? I mean, had you ever seen it before in your time that you've been around in aviation?
No, so this was like I had to go, and the second day, you know, I don't know if you have you seen any of my pictures that I've posted on Facebook, but the second day I just kind of sat back and stopped with the camera, and I actually watched the show, and there was one pass that the B-29 made that was just incredible. I mean, I wish I had my camera there, but it was just nice enough to say, you know what? It was just nice to see it happen without having the camera in front of my face.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that I've noticed in the last couple of years is I've taken myself away from, you know, the camera and have decided that I'm just going to enjoy the airplanes flying and stuff. I mean, heck, there's all these other people around me that are Wix members. They're taking pictures anyways. Sometimes that just watching the aircraft and enjoying it in its natural environment, and not having something, you know, to distract you while you're actually doing it, and that's certainly one of those events that I think probably deserved it. Just I know that evening flights of B-17s or late afternoon flights of B-17s are usually my favorite to just sit back and watch too. So, so that's great. Well, other than the B-29, what was your other highlight of the event? Anything else stick in your mind?
Well, I think just being a part of the squadron. You know, I'm part of with the B-24, B-29 squadron. Getting reconnected with them, I've kind of lost a little bit of contact with them, being so busy with my own stuff. Just a warm welcome there, just an incredible group of people to hang out with. And, you know, I got a chance to meet up close and personal, Doug Rosendahl, who flies the Red Tail. I met a couple of WASP. Oh, they were funny. My goodness. They were up in the officers club. Probably one of the best, air shows where you actually have an officers club and you can sit there and, you know, taking the sights and being the cool air conditioner and a few drinks and just enjoy the surroundings of people. It's just, it really is. It's a unique event.
Well, that's, I mean, that sounds great. Now, are you going to be making it down to the Wings Over Houston air show as well to join the other group of the CAF Gulf Coasters, I should say?
No, because that weekend I'm committed to the 99s. We're having our section meeting here, so it's the same weekend, and I can't split myself into two people. But the last air show that I know of that's local and that I will be going to is the Fort Worth Alliance air show, which is the last week in October.
That's right in that's right in Zane's backyard. So.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So we'll meet up, Zane, again. We'll definitely meet up again.
Yeah.
I feel so jealous because, you know, all you guys out there in Texas, I mean, this is air show season and stuff, and it's just beginning to get cool enough out here where I can walk outside a little bit in the afternoon. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to move. Well, thank you very much for calling in tonight, Carol. I really appreciate it. We always appreciate your support on the Facebook site and on, you know, all over the place. Actually, I see you everywhere. It seems like these days, social media wise.
Oh yes. Well, have time will travel. I guess that's what I should say. But hopefully one of these days I'll have a plane and we'll travel with my own plane. So,
exactly.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to give you a chance. Do you have a you want to take a stab at the answer of our trivia question this evening? Do you have any? We can repeat it for you if you'd like.
You can repeat it so other people wouldn't.
I'll let you take a stab. You can have an educated guess. What was the name of the event that involved a Swedish Air Force PBY being shot down by Soviet fighters over the Baltic Sea in the June of 1952?
Jesus,
while
Ryan.
Investigating the earlier crash of a Douglas DC-3. I'm saying it slow enough so she can type it into Google. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't think Google even knows that answer. Holy cow! Holy cow, that's crazy.
Oh, well, actually, I'm not at my own computer, but that's okay.
Well, Carol, this is Matt. We'll send you an Aero Cinema DVD just for playing tonight. So
exactly.
Consider that the consolation prize. Send us your address via email, and we'll send one out to you, Carol.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
We'll see you around.
Bye.
Again, folks. No.
What was that question again? Go ahead.
For those of you who we'll just have to, you know, you can dish about it on the Facebook site for Warbird Radio, but the name of the event involving a Swedish Air Force PBY that was shot down by Soviet fighters in the Baltic Sea in June of 1952 while investigating the earlier crash of a Douglas DC-3. That's the trivia question.
Oh, we have a caller, Ryan. We have a caller on line one, I believe.
All right.
Go ahead.
Caller, welcome to Wix Warbird Leaky Live. Who's this? Oh my god.
I don't know if that's the right answer or not, but.
De Bork.
Yeah, it certainly sounds Swedish. I don't know, Ryan. I don't know. Anyway.
Was that Mortimer Sneed?
No! You eat all of his food with a spork. Oh, spork. Oh, goodness. Well, glad to see you've got a soundboard going tonight now. You have to get some Warbird sounds on there.
I'm scared of what he's got in there.
Zane, you've been a bad influence on him for the last couple of weeks. Boy.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had Don Kennedy come in and play songs for us last week. So.
Oh, wow. Jeez. That's great. I miss out on all the talent. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
Well, lots of – did you hear? I mean, there's a lot – I cannot believe the amount of stuff that's been moving this past week in Warbirds that I've just been blown away. One of the ones that I love is the entire story that Ty Ramey shared with us of the PV2 harpoon that he's been working on. He and his folks from his shop in Stockton, California, have been working. It was Tanker 101, serial number 84062, and they flew it out this past week after, well, it hadn't flown since 1994. And this airplane, you look at the before shots, and it's like a recovery from Burma. The tires are flat and sunken into the ground. There's every single animal living everywhere inside this airplane, and they get it to, they literally started in April and flew it out this past week. And
great story.
Yeah, and the entire the all the multimedia that he put, he's got video from the cockpit, video from the outside of the takeoff, and all these pictures and these great shots and stuff. And I tell you, it brings a tear to your eye because you're like, wow, it can be done.
Oh yeah,
and it's he's certainly not the kind of guy to keep his feet on the ground for a long period of time, because boy, he just rolled out a new C-45 Expediter restoration that went to Switzerland earlier this year. He's all over the place, and plus he helps out with the bomber camp up at that the Collings Foundation does every year. It's amazing. I'm amazed. So for those of you who want some good entertainment, jump over to the Wix forum and take a look at that. It's a great, great little story. But it looks like we got a caller holding again. My goodness.
Cool. Great.
Welcome to Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Caller, who is this?
My name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. Where are you calling us from this evening?
I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas. My goodness. Everybody comes from Texas.
This is no better place to be from.
Absolutely. I have an answer to your trivia question.
Really?
Oh, great.
Well, great. It
was called the Catalina Affair.
You are absolutely correct. That's great. Now,
dangled the Corsair shirt out there, so...
Yeah. you have to always respond to the Corsair shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we could just have you zap us an email with your address and your bank account information and all that good stuff to wix@warbirdradio.com. We'll get your shirt right out to you and such, and also include a size in there. We won't ask over the air. So
okay.
But congratulations on that. And just real quick on that, what's your affiliation with Warbirds? What are you, are you a historian or enthusiast, pilot, all of the above?
Actually, we do a lot of video documentary type stuff, and got involved initially with the CAF in Midland to do some work out there. And I've always loved warbirds. My dad used to take me to air shows when I was very, very small. And I lost touch with it for a while, and I ended up getting back into it through the film company. And I love it, and I miss it.
Well, I definitely get back into it. I mean, you got a lot of people out there in that neck of the woods. Heck, Carol, who just was on the phone with us, she's become part of the CAF and is helping out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now is the right time. Heck, I've never seen so much activity in Warbirds. So, honestly, this is the right time to do it. And here's an off the wall question, because you mentioned the video thing. You didn't happen to be part of the crew that went up to Galesburg, Illinois, and shot the Stearman fly-in back Elwood in 2004, did you?
No.
Okay. Because
there was a mess.
There was a group of folks from Dallas, Texas that were there and shot that, and I was riding in the front seat of a Stearman Speedmail and never got a chance to see what the air-to-air shots looked like, but I've been trying to track them down, so just thought.
No, unfortunately that wasn't us, although that does sound like a very interesting shoot. We've done most of our work has been in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, good countryside to at least.
You working with the Kavanaugh guys or CAF or Who are you working with?
Some of the folks at the CAF, and also we did some joint work with another crew called Airshow Services Group that's out of El Paso. Uh-huh. And shout out to Bob Duran. He's awesome. He's taught us a lot. And we're hoping to do some interesting things revolving around women in aviation. That's our current project.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, definitely, definitely something to. I mean, especially with the commemoration and the honors that the WASPs were given this past year, and really the amount of stuff that I've been seeing out there in terms of building up women participating in aviation. It's a great time. So I herald you for that.
That's what we're trying to do, is build those numbers.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you calling in tonight, and we'll get you your shirt out right away, and hope that you continue to listen and call in and keep us advised of any new projects you got coming down the line.
We will do that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Jackie.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Well, folks, you missed out on the for those of you who are listening, you missed out on the trivia question this evening. So we'll probably have another one for you next week. So make sure and stay tuned for that next week when we for the live version of Wix Warbird Weekly on Wednesday. Thank you very much to Chris Soltis over at warbirdware.com for donating the Whistling Death Corsair T-shirt to us this evening, we'll. You know, I will wear it with pride this evening as I go to bed. So, but
those are some. He's got some great designs over there.
He does, and he's been doing a lot of the stuff on his own. So that's a great. He's a very talented kid. So I will say that Chris is doing a great job, and certainly he's helping out his local museum out there too, and a lot of the organizations out there by donating some of the proceeds to this the effort to restore the Corsairs, and I give him a lot of credit for it. So thank you again, Chris. Okay. We appreciate it. So other big news this past week here that I don't know if you. If you covered it last week, was the A-36 Apache Wingmate for the Collings Foundation's aircraft that's being restored down in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
That was a hot topic last week.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, that was a new one on my side, and I haven't listened to the podcast yet. So, bad me. Yeah,
that's all right. You've been busy.
So. All right, right. Well, then I'll give another one at you there. So, the B-23 fuselage from the last piece that was left down in Midland, Texas, arrived in Geneseo, New York, to the 1941 Historic Aircraft Group. This past week, and they'll start the process of restoring and putting that airplane back together again, too. And that, of course, was a long-time resident of Midland, Texas, and the CAF stable down there. And hopefully the folks from Geneseo in my hometown put some of that Yankee ingenuity to work and get the airplane at least into a presentable stock, restored military condition, and maybe eventually at some point flying. So
That'd be great to see. I remember seeing that fly in Harlingen years and years ago. And, at the time I was, a young punk and didn't think much of it, but, that's not a real bomber or something, kind of goes through your mind when you've got B-17s and B-24s flying around. That's kind of an unknown, unsung hero, but man, it's such a rare airplane, and, I would love to see it flying again. That'd be great. I don't know if they'll be able to pull that off. It's got a lot of work needs to be done, but, there's some wizards out there that can pull it off, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always say this: never underestimate the power of the farmer spirit. A lot of the guys out there are dairy farmers on their part time, or come from farming families and stuff. And boy, you never know what baling wire can actually do. No.
I was thinking baling wire.
For yeah. No, yeah. We won't. I don't mean that at all with those guys. I mean, they do a great job, and they use all, approved methods and that kind of stuff. But coming from a dairy farm myself, I know how things can sometimes get a little bit patchy. Sure. just to make them run. So
sure. Hey, another Warbird movement that you're talking about. I don't know if you saw the John Sessions Spitfire at Cascade Warbirds that they brought over, and is going back together and running, and maybe flying by now. I don't know if it is or not, but I haven't checked on it, but
that would be serial number SL633, which is a Mark 9E, and painted in accurate RAF Squadron 312 colors, which was the Czechoslovakian fighter wing that flew. From what I have heard, is that we'll be looking at a Thursday, possible first flight. That would be tomorrow if that's the case. Did some engine runs on Sunday and looks beautiful.
So
it's good to see a little bit of movement of aircraft coming back into the United States after a decade of aircraft going away from the United States for a long time. So thank you, Mr.
Sure it is, yeah.
for helping reverse the trend.
But
folks, it's about 29 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a brief break, but when we come back, give us a call here, 478-787-4768, again, 478-787-4768, to put your voice to the conversation out here and tell us what your week in aviation and Warbirds is all about. So give us a call back. We'll be back with you in a few minutes on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away on something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. R1.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
We're so close to the Pentagon, sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, folks, we're back here with Wix Warbird Weekly Live here on October 13th. It's Wednesday. It's Warbirds. What else can you ask for? So, and we're back here after being away for about 2 weeks. I've been gone. It's nice to get back on again and be with my digital friends here and actually talk with you guys and BS a little bit about Warbirds and actually remember why I like this so much. So,
it is great to have you back, Ryan. Glad you could tear yourself away from computer work to come do a little computer play.
So. Well, yeah. Well, it's funny because we do this over a computer, so I'm like, I can never escape the computer. If we can ever get to the point where we actually can put a full like radio set in an AT-6 or something like that, and I can go up and fly around and actually do the show, then I can actually say, hey, I'm escaping. I'm actually able to do this. Get away from the computer for a little while, but oh well.
I think we need at least a B-25 for a proper studio, so we could all three of us could be there.
That is true, but I know we can probably you can ride on one wing, and we can put Matt on the far edge of the other wing to balance it out. So I'll let you guys be in the action spots because it's just more thrilling that way. You'll have more fun. So. Anyways, other than that, we're talking warbirds here, folks. If you hadn't figured that out, I know it sounds kind of like a little bit of a sewing bee, but you know, hey, give us a call here again, 478-787-4768 to get in on the conversation here at our lovely studios that span the entire United States. Warbird Radio is that big that it stretches literally across the country. So, I mean, that's
stretches outside the country. Once in a while, we have somebody from overseas listening in. I know there's about to be somebody up in the middle of the night in Australia listening. And so,
actually, it would be moaning there. So.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry. It is middle of the night in Great Britain, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of Great Britain, did you happen to see the pictures from the Duxford Autumn Air Show this past weekend? I tell you, every time I see any shots from Duxford, I sit there and I have to start looking through like the consulate information of how I can become an expatriate and relocate and build a house at the end of Duxford, because why in the heck anybody wouldn't want to move there? I don't know. I mean, it's such a beautiful, beautiful area. Tons of warbird traffic that's going in and out of there all the time. Spitfire is out the wazoo, and that's an official term, and I bet they use it in England a lot. But I just, you know, hey, it's out the wazoo. No.
They know what a wazoo is.
But I mean,
probably has something to do with a wheel bearing, but it's not. You know.
It's the alighting gear.
Duxford, the flying they do, the airplanes they have, the, you know, the combinations they put up, it's just dreamy, you know. Amazing stuff over there. And every time I see, I'm like you, every time I see pictures from over there, I'm going, well, do I need to sell my kid so I can go do air shows over there or something? I mean,
hey.
You know.
Yeah, I know of a couple buyers. So if you know,
yeah,
No. They have to be a 30 or 40 years old. No.
They had their fairy swordfish was flying.
That was
newly out of restoration there.
Quietly, it just kind of flew under the radar screen, and there it was. And you know what? It's been such a long time since I saw a swordfish. I used to love seeing the Spence's swordfish flying for many, many years on the East Coast Warbird circuit. And then when the airplane went up for sale and was taken down for a while, and now in the collection of Vintage Wings of Canada, and hopefully we'll be flying again soon. But that's such an interesting airplane for the fact that it looks so old, and it looks a lot smaller when you see it in pictures, then when you actually get up close to it, you're like, holy God, this thing is almost the size of a flipping A-26. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, I've never been up close to one, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, I mean, the pictures you see, if you see a guy, you know, you see the whole crew standing next to it, and the crew is a crew of three in a little biplane like that, you think, it's a monster.
Yeah, well, when you take a look at it with the torpedo underneath it, and you see that the torpedo is a lot smaller than the actual airplane, then you begin to realize, okay, I now understand why it sunk the Tirpitz. But very, very, very neat to see that flying over there. Of course, one of the airplanes that I very rarely ever see, flying outside of really – I mean, outside of the New Zealand area is the Lockheed Hudson. One of those airplanes that, you know, there's a fairly good number of PV-2 Harpoons. There's PV-1 Venturas around, lots of Lodestars, but very, very few Hudsons that are around. And looks like the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum just got one of their own that they're going to be putting back together and at least putting on display. Not going to be a flyer, unfortunately, but at least will be on static display and restored back into fully combat worthy condition, I guess you would say. But the same organization that put together the last Halifax, basically, that's in the United or in the world, really, in more or less, you know, intact condition, the folks up at Trenton. So they've got another project ahead of them, and I'm sure they'll do a great job with it. So hopefully that'll all work out very well and be nice to see that. So
there's a lot of neat stuff happening up in Canada with their museums there, and they've done a lot of I don't know. It seems like they've all of a sudden come on the radar. They've been kind of quiet for a long time, but they are doing some wonderful work up there with the old airplanes.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I've been always amazed with is the fact that so many airplanes, even after the war and up until even the last decade, a lot of the airplanes that were sold as surplus were still languishing on farms up there. Whereas here in the United States, you know, you'd gobble up any airplane that you'd see on a farm or in an old barn or something like that. I mean, and people would, you know, put it into a project at that point. But, you know, there were still a lot of Avro Ansons up there and Yales and Harvard pieces and parts and such all scattered around the entire nation. And, you know, it's great to see a lot of that stuff being accumulated back into condition again, and of course, some great folks like the folks up at Vintage Wings that are keeping, you know, really the fighter history of Canada alive and flying, and of course the CWH, the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum, you know, lots of great stuff happening there, and they recovered from a devastating fire and, you know, came back even stronger than what they were. So can be done. It can be done. So it's great to see, and you know, certainly I hope that. You know, the folks down here in the Yankee Air Museum, who also suffered a similar fate a couple of years back, they can get back on their feet and get a fully functioning museum back in order. They've taken their first steps, so hopefully it'll all.
Last week they just had their grand reopening, I believe, right?
That is correct. That's correct. So at least it's a first step. It's a small facility, but they've got a world famous air show now, which as long as that continues, that will hopefully continue to bring in the dollars. And you know, as long as that happens, then you know, the sky's the limit, you know, to use a commonly used statement that we all where history flies, or you know, that kind of stuff.
Never mind, it's your signature.
Well, where the colors meet the fashion, that's our little statement here, so. Well, that won't be until a little bit later. Don't jump the gun yet, Zane. Gosh,
it's just such a great little one longer there. You know,
that's what, you know, a few years of air show announcing will do to you. Is you get just good enough to be able to just make up stuff like that on the fly and really sound like a big old jerk. What? Anyway, so
you are selling oceanfront property down there, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, in Arizona.
There you go.
Have another swig of sweet tea, Zane. Come on.
All right, I will. It's right here. Thank you.
And I'll take another shot of tequila if you want to use stereotypes. Oh goodness. So, but it's just you know, I've been kind of thinking of it. There's a post that was put up this past week up on Wix about aircraft sales of Warbird aircraft, and how somebody believes that there hasn't been nearly as many. And you know, I took a little bit of account and before the show tonight and looked, and actually I've been pretty surprised, you know, considering the fact that we are supposedly still, you know, recovering from a recession, the number of airplanes that have been, you know, they've gone through transactions in the past week, in the past year, and the amount of airplanes that have actually taken flight again for the first time. And I said, wow, you know, really, it seems like the Warbird market, though it has its ups and downs and such, is really kind of a, you know, almost a recession. It seems like it's been recession proof for the last. I mean, of course, brokers and you know, Warbird tradesmen and stuff probably would say differently. But you know, certainly Mustangs are still being bought and sold for north of $1 million. There's, you know, been a P-47 transaction that, you know, brought up upwards of two, and you know, there have been aircraft that have been listed for, you know, up to $3 million, and some of them are selling, which I'm surprised.
Sure. Well, there's been a little bit of a consolidation. There's some folks that are gathering a few airplanes around the country that that, you know, have just kind of appeared on the marketplace, and I think, you know, there's always those that have money, you know, recession or not, you know, they'll still have some money, I think, and be able to buy these airplanes. airplanes and to operate them. You know, I think Clay Lacy brought a couple airplanes to Reno, and, you know, Rod Lewis brought a couple airplanes to Reno. So there's those guys out there that are operating these machine airplanes and taking them to air shows and stuff. And yeah, they've bought a lot of airplanes, and but that's part of it as well, I think, and part of what keeps it going.
Is that they almost generate the demand. I mean, if everybody else is soft on buying, then they take advantage of it and grab them, and which is great. I mean, it keeps the airplanes going, and we've seen a lot going into the fighter factory. You know, a lot of new acquisitions they've had over the last year. And for those of you who want to get involved with Warbirds and stuff, there is an F4F Wildcat sitting on eBay right now. You can go off and you can buy it. Its starting bid is $300,000 for a project airplane, but you know, that if you want to start out, there's a project for you. So
it's sitting there. I mean, a lot more work than I don't think I really know how to do, but
I think
my wife said no, but you know. I said, "Ooh, look at this!" You know,
I can't do anything with much more than Gorilla Glue in some cases, Gorilla Glue and hose clamps. So, it would be kind of hard, you know. And I haven't grown enough Clecos for the year yet. You know, my crop is still you know, budding in the field, so I haven't harvested my Clecos enough yet. So,
well, it'd be interesting to know which actually, and I don't know which Wildcat this is. You know, it says it hasn't flown for 60 years, so never civil registered. So it'd be interesting. I don't know, where did this come from? You know, I mean, there's other people out there that are a little more in the know that might actually know where it came from, but there's lots of parts and pieces, and you know, it's got a little number on the tail, and at least the picture's on eBay. So it'd be interesting to see where this thing goes.
Yeah, well, you know, if you know about it, give us a call over here, 478-787-4768. But I'm hearing off in the distance, I'm hearing the sound of a Hammond organ playing a little bit here. I think we might be venturing a little bit into the after hours territory, Zane. I'm not quite sure. Sometimes the whiskey just does it to me, and I launch into it. But
I heard a clinking whiskey glass. Anyway,
there's a bongo drum. Yeah, it is after hours. Where the propellers meet the passion. We're here at Wick's After Hours, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, speaking of ladies, wow. We had two lady callers this evening. That's fantastic. I think that's a record for us. My goodness.
Yeah, it's more than great to hear from.
More than most of our listeners have talked to in a lifetime, Ryan. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's true. in my case, I actually don't even get a chance to even talk to women that often anyway. So it actually is a big deal for me. So.
Hold on. Don wants to step in here again. That rascally rabbit. Go ahead.
Hello, Matt. Are you sure this thing's on?
Yeah, Don, the mic is hot.
Oh, okay. Well, let me show you how to lay this down.
He just never shuts up.
Hi, it's Don Kennedy, host of Big Ben Jump, and you're listening to Wick's After Hours.
God. God damn. I swear. Anyway, now it's official After Hours, so 10 minutes till the top of the hour here for you, but... Yeah, that Wildcat. Someone said that Wildcat was one of the ones that came up from the bottom of one of the Great Lakes there, and was somehow traded off. And I think that's where it came from.
It's a lot of those horse trading deals that, you know, a lot of those. You never know if the salvage was if it was done correctly, if it was a legal transfer and all that kind of stuff. And we haven't really seen it, you know, pop up on anything other than eBay and Barnstormers. So. Who knows?
It may or may not be.
Nothing against it, but I mean, it seems like $300,000 for a project of that nature is a little north of where I really want to, you know, spend my time and stuff, you know. But
well, while Don Kennedy was talking, I was looking at the the Warbird Information Exchange, the registry, and put in that little number that showed up on the tail of the eBay picture, and yeah, you know, that something there says USNAM, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know who exactly those guys are, and whether they know where their airplane is at midnight or not. But yeah,
yeah, it's 9 o'clock. Do you know where your Wildcat is?
Wow. Well, I heard he was. You never know. You never know about that. But anyway, good luck.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, you know, Matt, what you could do is, I see this as a great potential opportunity for you. You could meld. It would be the world's first liaison fighter hybrid. You could meld them together with your airplane and imagine. I mean, the possibilities. I mean, you could either have a Continental 65 powered Wildcat, which would be death.
Yeah.
Or you could have a R 1830 powered.
Where are you going with this, Ryan? I'm lost. Right?
Use it as a parts airplane. Wings on it. You know,
you can drive it into the
Lester hook. I mean, imagine how cool it would be in your L-Bird to sit there with a little bicycle chain crank and crank up the landing gear and stuff. It would almost look like a Curtis. You know,
and 900 horsepower. How great would that be?
That would be fun. I'd love to have a Wildcat.
Yeah, that would make the folks up at the Taylor Craft Foundation drool.
Put
a radial engine on that baby. Ooh, wow. Might be a little hard to see, but
the Frankenplane. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the L2, I'm finding out what it's like to own an airplane. You know, they went out to fly the other day, and the throttle cables kind of messed up. So that's part of it. I don't know what I did, but anyway.
It didn't snap, did it?
No, it didn't snap, but it starts at about 1,800 RPM, which is kind of fun. So, good thing I tie it down every time I start it, you know?
I was going to say, yeah.
Fire it up.
Matt, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to operate mixers when you only have one arm, you know?
Yeah,
We don't want to. You don't need to show up on the fail blog.
No. But so anyway, that was part of it, but it's fun. We're supposed to have it fixed by Friday, so... My mechanic friend Tom Hazel is going to come out. I think it's okay to say Tom's name, but great mechanic here in the, aircraft technician. I don't want to insult him. Warbird aircraft technician out here in the Eastern Seaboard and one of the best around. And he happens to be based right there at the Orange County Airport, which is just really turning into be a really cool place. That is a fun little airport, and quiet country little airport, and. Cheap gas, friendly people, and just great place. So can't say enough good things about it. I want to have a fly-in out there. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Like a little L-Bird fly-in or something fun like that. So
sure.
It would take me 12 days to get out there in an L-Bird. But,
bring your T6, come over, have fun, that kind of stuff. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So how was Georgia? How was the air show, man?
Georgia was great. We had a great time. Perfect weather. Lots of pyro. And just had a great time. I went to dinner. This is not really Warbird related, but I went to dinner, and I think you've seen the video there of our tour at Aircraft Spruce. But really cool stuff. Had dinner there with a couple of guys, Gene Susie being one of them, just sitting down there. And he shared with me that he's flying a Mustang now. So I think that's probably safe to release, but we'll see down at the Wings Over Houston all that. But what an incredible guy. I mean, really and truly, what an incredible guy. He has thousands of hours in a Pitts special, in a Pitts aircraft. He's just an amazing air show performer, and certainly someone I grew up watching. Many of us grew up watching him, fly with the Red Eagles and then the Christian Eagles, but just a tremendous pilot and a heck of a guy. But check out the tour of Aircraft Spruce. You can find 1,000 throttle cables there and whatever else you want. I mean, just amazing stuff there.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of FBOs where the Spruce catalog is a staple good in the bathroom where you sit down and you want to do some reading on the throne. Well, you look through the Spruce catalog, and usually there's a tattered copy of Sporties over in the corner also, and a couple other things. But
50,000 line items, plus 50,000 line items in that catalog. Just amazing stuff.
That is
really
amazing.
Cool stuff in there. So good stuff there, but. Something else I saw was I saw a P-47 fly by, and I thought of Zach Boffman again, and I know he's yet to see one fly this year, but I've seen like 10, so. Sorry, Zach.
Rub it in.
Yeah, I had to throw that in there.
The Dauntless was flying there, I guess, when the P-47 was flying there, too. You had one of those?
Well, it just flew by. I saw it at another facility, but the cool thing was... We had Ray Fowler flying the Liberty Foundation's P-40, and then Mike was flying Jerry Yagan's Spitfire together, both up in the air together. And wasn't that a cool combination to see? The other cool thing is that Ray was telling me that they're going to park the P-40, which is has two seats in it. Mm-hmm. They're going to park it behind the 57th Fighter Group here in just the next few days, and it's going to be available for rides throughout the winter months. So if you want to go fly in a P-40, here's your shot. I mean, you can go have dinner at the 57th Fighter Group, which is a terrific restaurant. Full of P-47 information, by the way, and lots of P-47 pictures. But there's so good stuff down there in Georgia, and always a lot of fun to go down to the 57th Fighter Group and hang out and have dinner, and then go fly in the P-40. And well, you could go take a ride in the Waco. I mean, whatever you want. It's James Hammonds gives a great ride at biplane rides over Atlanta, which we got the privilege to go do this weekend too. So just good stuff. I mean, great stuff going on right now. A lot of fun. Had a great.
You
time.
Sold me. I'm gonna be. I'm getting in an airplane on Sunday, and I'm gonna fly out there.
You should, Ryan. You should go down
I
there.
Am.
Yeah, you should just go down there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out there anyways.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, but you should go down there.
On the rare chance that anybody who listens to this show might be going to the National Business Aircraft or National Business Aviation Association.
My thoughts exactly.
Atlanta, I will be there. So come on out and say hello if you're a Warbird fan and are going to MBAA at the Georgia World Conference Center. We will be in the Phillips 66 booth, so come on out and say hi. But I know that following doesn't really have a real tie in with this.
That's all right. That's all right.
But, I know a couple of people who are corporate pilots and Warbird pilots, too, but not as many as I was hoping at one point. So,
well, congratulations again to Jackie for winning that trivia question. My God, I'm glad somebody won it, because I was going to have to get on Google and find out what the answer was. And I think the sad part is I think Chris sent me the answer. I think I sent it on to you. I forgot. So anyway.
And I eliminated that answer, so I didn't even know. So, hey, yeah. She could have said it. No.
Yeah. No, it's good. Good. That was great. Congratulations, Jackie. And always good to hear from Carol and everybody else that that has called in. So always a lot of fun.
Exactly.
Good times. Exactly. Good times here at Wix.
It's always great to be back here. I mean, it's been funner than heck to be on with you guys
funner,
again. So
yeah, love that.
Funner than heck. So.
Well, funner than heck.
Well, I guess until next week then, guys. Next week you're going to do this again. You're going to have another show and then give away some T-shirts, hopefully, with Chris, and we'll go from
there. Yeah, sure. I'm game for it.
I will be broadcasting from Atlanta, so I will be on your coast, hopefully.
Ah,
so.
There you go. Big news.
Well, make sure
big
you news, set your watch.
Yeah, big news exactly. Next week. Coming next week, big news out of our friends there at the Grissom Air Museum. Big news coming down the pipe. Can't divulge it just yet, but big stuff coming down the pipe. So
big show,
big show, big stuff coming. So that's exciting stuff, and hopefully the guys out there, Chris and Rob, will be able to come on and break that big news next week. And you heard it here first on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show. So.
Exactly.
Looking forward to it.
Home of the Warbird enthusiast. So. Well, folks.
All right. I'm out of whiskey.
and I'm out of, well, I don't have anything here.
Screw that. Cold Stone.
I'm out of Shiner beer.
That's the reason why I'm not. I know.
It's Cold Stone.
I don't want ice cream. You can just walk downstairs and get that.
That's right. I'll just walk down there. Bring the whiskey with you next time you come. Yeah.
Well, you've wasted another perfectly good hour, folks. Not to quote another show that I know of very well. But...
Yeah, don't drive like Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drive like Matt.
Don't code like Ryan and don't fly like Matt.
There you go. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us on Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Yeah.
Have fun in Atlanta, Ryan. And if they say bless your heart, they don't mean it. You know that. So.
No, bless your little heart.
Yeah, there you go.
Little heart.
See you next week, guys. See you next week for real, Zane. See you then. All right.
There you go.
Good night.